Good morning. I keep telling myself that this isn't going to be scary, and it keeps not working. It is good to be here. This morning, I'm going to talk about hope. Just some of my ramblings on about that. So, I would start by asking you all. Even if you don't say it out loud, which I will invite you to do, what do you hope in? If you don't say anything, at least think something. Nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Things will get better sometime. Hope for future. That's very good. When we say we hope in something, it could be something as trivial as, like, I hope that the brownies turn out right. Or it could be something as serious as hope for eternal salvation. There is some nuance in there, different hopes, and it's kind of a phrase we just kind of throw out there sometimes. But as Christ followers, hoping in Christ is our top priority of things that we go to. I have hoped in a lot of things previously. Maybe not all bad things. Not all good things. I've hoped in my strength and athleticism before, hoped in making money, friendships, my wife, doctors, maybe even the distraction from scrolling on a phone. I wish I could say that Jesus is always the very first thing that I run to. But if I'm honest, I know that it's not always the very first thing that I run to. I know I need to probably cut myself some slack because there are some things you need. We live in a physical world and we have hopes that need to be realized. And still trying to find the difference between what we hope in and what we need, I guess. And you can hope in things that you need. And yeah, ultimately, though, we tend to think of our hope as eternal salvation, I think was what Julian mentioned. Maybe a better question is, what do we run to in trouble when we're in trouble? Do we run straight to Jesus, or do we try to go back to the list, maybe my list of things that I mentioned earlier anyway. For my job, I install internet at people's houses. So I meet quite a few different people. Generally speaking, I'll meet like two people a day or so, go to two different houses, just generally anyway. And, over the course of a year, you'll get quite a few. You'll meet, 500 people or something like that. So you'll end up with a couple stories. And I've seen some of what people hope in. As I recall, about 4 years ago, an older widowed lady keeping me well after 5 o'clock on a Friday evening, when really all I wanted to do was go home and be with my wife. Her TV was covering the 2020 election cycle, and she was very afraid of the possibility that her candidate of choice would possibly lose, or maybe more, that the candidate that she hated would actually win. Talking very extensively about the election and why I should vote, why it's very important for me to go out and vote, and just in general, just kind of terrified of the political scene and like where is this country heading and stuff. I just a kind of random side note, I think it's very cruel and unusual for our society to have 24/7 media coverage driven by money, saying all of the worst things about what's going on, and you have all of these old, lonely people who are just watching it all of the time, and we somehow expect them to be okay. It is pretty terrifying, actually. Like, yeah, you cannot be in a good mental state if that's all you're doing. I would say she had an awful lot of hope in the outcome of the election. It mattered to her a lot. Another time, I was also being held late at work against my will, more or less. An older man living in an apartment by himself. He was very technologically challenged, making it very difficult for him to understand the difference between having the internet and having a subscription service to TV on the internet. And after going in circles for a long time, trying to get him to understand some of these things, he finally, in a fit of desperation, just very emphatically said, "The TV has to work because it is my only friend." That is heartbreaking. I could see it. He was just an old man by himself. To say that he was hoping in a TV would be, I think, a fairly true statement. Not long ago, I showed up to a camper at a camper park. I was a little bit early in the afternoon job and tried knocking on the door with no response. The dog started barking, at which point I heard a man yell profanely at the dog, telling it to shut up. There was music blasting very loudly. I finally managed to time my banging on the door between songs to get his attention. And when he came out, it was very apparent that he was extremely drunk. And for a little bit of context, this was on a Thursday around noon. So, out of it in the middle of a weekday. I did manage to make the install happen. At some point in there, he fell asleep or passed out, one of the two, on his chair for 30 or 45 minutes. When I was very nearly done, he woke up and I finished up with him. And as I was heading out of the door, he was pouring himself another drink. He had no plans of stopping anytime soon. There were some other things about that encounter that I'll leave out for his dignity's sake, but it was incredibly sad to see a man hoping in alcohol like that, hoping to escape. For a better example of what we should hope in, I think of David in the Bible. When you think of someone who hoped an awful lot, you got a lot of the Psalms written about him hoping. Psalm 142, a contemplation of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. As Christians, we have a hope in the future as well that people without God can never quite have. We have hope in eternal life, living in peace with God and all those who love him. Even in death, we have hope, as opposed to a secular view of death, where it is the end. Having hope affects how we live right now. It gives motivation for us to keep moving forward, doing what we know is right, even if it is not easy or extremely difficult. The thought or phrase, if you ask God for patience, buckle up, could even be applied to hoping in God. You could almost be afraid that God would put you in a situation. If you pray that prayer, I'm going to say it for me, I could almost be scared that he would put me in a situation where all I have left is God. Should it be scary? Probably not. Feeling in control can make you not trust in God, and I think by extrapolation, you're not going to hope in him. Another kind of negative take on this topic, I guess, thinking of worldly expressions of what they might hope in. There's a song on Spotify that has over 90 million plays called Dear Alcohol. I will read some of it here. And I'm not going to say it's incredibly deep or that it's worth listening to, but it does display some things. I got wasted because I didn't want to deal with myself tonight. My thoughts get drowned until I feel all right. I keep drinking till I'm someone I don't recognize. I got wasted. My life's been getting sort of crazy, and I don't want to think. I look myself right in the mirror, and I don't even blink. Then I get angry, take the rest, and pour it right in the sink. I know where this road goes. Alcohol ain't my friend, but I keep drinking, because these demons roam and follow me round everywhere I go. It clouds my heart, my mind, and soul. It turns my heart cold, but I keep drinking because it makes me feel like I'm not alone. I'm having problems. My pride won't let me reach out. Looking at this bottle, having nothing but doubt. Don't want to keep drinking, but it keeps coming around and around and around. Very dark picture. I'm very grateful that we can hope in something so much more, in someone so much more. In stark contrast to that, those song lyrics, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Anthony.